It's time again for your letters, and joining me is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson, as he does most fine weeks. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai.
So, what's in the mailbag?
A lot of letters about S. Pearl Sharpe's commentary Tuesday on so-called apology tours. Here's S. Pearl.
This is how it works. You speak your truth, and if your truth offends enough folks, you go on all the talk shows and other media outlets and apologize. If you apologize enough places publicly, you're on an apology tour.
Sharpe went on to point to civil rights veteran Andrew Young and Senator John Kerry as apology tour examples. She said both men recently made some bold statements. Later, they were pressured to apologize for them repeatedly. Walter Bithell of Boise, Idaho, wrote this. Sharpe claims she knew what John Kerry meant when he made his comments about ending up stuck in Iraq if you did not do well in school. I do not think she took the time to understand what he really meant. Mr. Kerry was referring to Bush's own poor educational performance and how that eventually got him stuck in Iraq.
And Jill Mayberg, a self-described disgruntled listener, emailed us to express her dissatisfaction with Sharpe's opinion piece. She wrote, "The commentator asserts that Jews and Koreans are prejudicial towards blacks in L.A. This is one-sided, incendiary, and feeds the anti-Semitism and intolerance of Asians without airing the issues fully." But Devin Stokesbury from Cincinnati, Ohio, agreed with Sharpe's commentary and wrote to say, "Truth tellers shouldn't apologize. They may go and debate an issue or go and explain it better, but apologies should be for wrongs, not for truth."
In a commentary last week about the film Borat, Robin Washington called the main character's so-called Kazakh language, quote-unquote, entirely gibberish. Jonathan Levine from Ann Arbor, Michigan, protested. He wrote, "Borat's Kazakh is not gibberish at all, but pure Hebrew. It's a deliciously ironic in-joke for a small segment of his audience." Well, Levine isn't quite right either. Much of Borat's speak is either Hebrew or Polish. That's at least according to the film's website and NPR engineer and Hebrew student Shireen Strasberg. She says there may be a little bit of gibberish in there too, though. You be the judge. Here's a clip.
The only language I speak fluently besides English, Christopher, is Pig Latin.
No comment.
So Erin Orr of Brooklyn, New York, is white and grew up in Hawaii. She emailed us after our roundtable discussed a private school in her home state giving Native Hawaiians preferential admission. She says white people are not a majority in Hawaii and experience a good deal of discrimination and violence against them that is racially based. It may be the only place in the United States that a white person can get a small taste of what it is like to be a minority. Because of this, I can sort of understand the white student in this case feeling as though they are the ones who are being discriminated against.
And now a call to all of you. Help us pick the News and Notes Black Musician of the Year. Send us your choice by voicemail or by email. Don't forget to explain why. We'll tell you who won in a special holiday edition of the letters. The deadline is December 19th. But even if you don't want to vote, if you've just got some thoughts you want to express, then drop us a line.
Can I vote, Christopher?
Sure, of course, Farai.
Oh, excellent. I will be calling this number, 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or email us about the musician, about anything else on News and Notes. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank they Uye, Farai.
Ooh, that's hot.
Thanks, Farai.
This is NPR News.